This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. Reports of possible progress on a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas are happening against the backdrop of Israel's plan for a military incursion into the southern city of Gaza. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Tension in Washington amid reports that Israel and Hamas were close to a ceasefire deal Monday. Jordan's King lunched privately Monday with U.S. President Joe Biden, and the administration said Gaza was discussed. Biden also called Israel's leader by phone Monday morning. The White House said its wishes are clear. John Kirby is a communications advisor for the White House National Security Council.
We want to get these hostages out. We want to get a ceasefire in place for 6 weeks. We want to increase humanitarian assistance. And the last thing that I want to do is say anything at this podium that's going to put that process at risk.
In Gaza, residents celebrated at Monday's news that Hamas had accepted an Egyptian Qatari ceasefire proposal. Anita Powell, VOA News. The White House.
Meanwhile, there were explosions in Rafah Monday as Israel's military carried out airstrikes after the Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of southern Gaza City. Israel has been threatening to launch incursions in Rafah. More than a million people have uprooted or have been uprooted by the war and have been sheltering. Palestinian group Hamas said in a statement Monday, any operation in Rafah will not be a picnic for Israeli forces and is fully prepared to defend Palestinians. Pro-Palestinian protesters blocked by police from accessing an encampment at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology broke through the fencing to retake the area as Columbia University canceled its university-wide commencement ceremony following weeks of demonstrations. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Europe for the first time in 5 years. At a time of growing economic and trade tensions, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
She was in Paris on Monday, where French President Emmanuel Macron and EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen urged him to ensure more balanced trade with Europe. The EU is investigating Chinese industries such as electric vehicle exports, while Beijing has started an anti-dumping probe on French cognac. For his part, Xi says China's relationship with Europe is a foreign policy priority. Chinese state media reported that Xi, behind closed doors, said he hoped EU institutions would, quote, develop the right perception of China. French diplomatic sources said the Chinese president appeared receptive to his counterpart's comments on trade, but it's unclear if that will lead to action.
An American soldier has been arrested in Russia's port city and accused of stealing from a Russian girlfriend. That's according to U.S. officials who spoke to the Associated Press. The officials say the soldier, 34-year-old Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, was stationed in South Korea and was in the process of returning home to Texas. Instead, officials say Black, who is married, went to Russia to see a longtime girlfriend. He was arrested late last week and remains in custody. His arrest complicates U.S. relationships with Russia, which have been increasingly tense as the war in Ukraine drags on. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on Boeing's scrub of its first astronaut launch.
Boeing called off its first astronaut launch because of a valve problem on the rocket. The two NASA test pilots, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, had just strapped into Boeing's Starliner capsule when the countdown was halted just 2 hours before the plan tipped off. NASA test pilot Nicole Mann.
This is right, and that's the way things go. There's a lot that goes into launching humans safely from the planet.
There was no immediate word on when the team would try again to launch the test pilots to the International Space Station for a week-long stay. I'm Norman Hall.
The judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money trial has fined him $1,000 and warned of jail time for future gag order violations. That reprimand Monday opened a day of testimony as jurors for the first time heard the details of the financial reimbursements at the center of the case and saw payment checks bearing Trump's signature. Jeffrey McConney, the former Trump organization controller, explained how the company reimbursed payments meant to suppress embarrassing stories during the 2016 presidential election.